Hello and welcome to Hollywood Bets Hit the Target English Premier League Edition. I'm Chad Nagel, your standing host for today. And joining me in the studio, we have Don, Mr. Value Via, and Joshua Gaylord. Welcome, gents.
How's it? How you doing? Obviously, I had to pop in and make sure that I come in to defend if there's any much defending that I need to do. But I'm so glad that obviously I'm sitting with against Josh and yourself, Chad, because obviously Jesse is just buzzing on another level at the moment. His Arsenal team are just flying high.
I mean, one Arsenal fan to another. I mean, we have every right to buzz, but for me personally, I think five games has to be the look when it comes to Arsenal. But excited to be on the podcast again, especially in the position that the club currently is.
Yeah, and you got Gabriel Jesus flying high as well.
I mean, yeah.
Looking like the bargain of the season so far.
$45 million is not a bad one. For me, I think signing of the season does come in this weekend. Casemiro, $60 million. I mean, that's a steal for a world-class player, top five in his position in the world.
Well, speaking of Casemiro, he's set to make his debut when Manchester United travel to Southampton to kick off the game week on Saturday at lunchtime.
Well, yes. When Casemiro walked onto Old Trafford, the fans went crazy and they gave and had the momentum in the Monday night fixture. But looking at if he starts and if he plays, he's definitely going to be an impactful player. We can agree on that. I think solidifying that midfield in defensive midfielder position is going to be world class for United. So I'm going on this and playing against a Southampton team that hasn't really hit their straps. I really and truly think, based on the performance that Man United did on Monday and the addition of a world class player in Casemiro, I'm going for Man United on their handicap. Man United -1, 7-4. Take that all day.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's difficult. United gave an excellent performance on Monday night. And I think, obviously, Casemiro, he walked into that field in his black regalia coming ready for a funeral, and they delivered for Liverpool fans.
I don't think it was a funeral, but let's go.
But it's difficult to just, like, automatically look at the United that played against Brentford and look at the United that played before and last season to just
is it a more once like off you don't know which United's going to turn
up. It's definitely a difficult one to see which United will turn up, but not taken away from Ten Hag, he got on the field, he ran, I think it was 12Ks with all of his teammates. It's obviously going to build a better environment, bringing the right players. Now we can see other players are wanting to join in on the United train at the moment. They're away from home. They haven't won away from home in, I think, over maybe 7 to 10 games. It's very difficult in the Premier League. And Southampton will definitely look at working on set pieces. I mean, James Ward-Prowse has an excellent strike of the ball. Shea Adams gets onto it quite often with the header. I think for me, I'd back the draw in this one.
Is it?
Wow.
Sure. Well, look, definitely understand that. I think Manchester United, we've seen two sides to them and they can be unpredictable. You just don't know which United's going to turn up. They tend to struggle away from home, but I am going to back Manchester United. I think Casemiro gives them a massive lift. I think they will improve. I think they're going to build on that performance against Liverpool. And I expect them to take maximum points against the Southampton side who will lack a bit of bite up front after Armando Broja returned to Chelsea. So, yeah, I'm with Manchester United. Don, I'm going to come to you because Liverpool have an opportunity to pick up their first win of the season when they entertain newly promoted Bournemouth.
Yeah, well, what can I say? I thought you would have introduced them as Donuts FC because pretty much they've got nothing in the middle at the moment. Liverpool, as disappointing as it sounds, our injury list is obviously woeful with nine injured players at the moment.
Can I just ask you, is that the issue? Why Liverpool are yet to pick up their first 3 points of the season?
I think it is the issue. It's not an excuse. I'm not making an excuse when it comes to Liverpool. I just think based on the performance, everybody's obviously going to use the scapegoat that, yeah, we lost Mane and this is the reason. But you've got to look past the Mane departure. Look at what the team that he's trying to field. He hasn't been able to field a proper midfield in as yet. Fabinho is injured, so he's on half legs at the moment. And that's the reason why he didn't start the game. So we're looking at holding, and it's patchwork currently in the midfield, and hence why the word Donuts FC. I think Liverpool should be too strong for Bournemouth, but yet again, is you got 9 injured players. This is the best time to play Liverpool. What I've looked at for the value bets, I've gone for Liverpool to get 4+ corners in the first half, and that's even at 6-10. So I think that that's probably the value bet for me. But yeah, Liverpool at 1-11, I can't get involved in that game.
Josh, straightforward Liverpool win?
I think straightforward Liverpool win, but there's obviously no value in that. Liverpool have been, they had a difficult start, and Don's mentioned all of the exact reasons why, and I don't blame Liverpool fans for mentioning injuries after injuries, and they seem to have one good season. We were chatting about in the office not so long ago, one good season, they make a good push at all the trophies. Last season, they got one trophy. And then the next season, they seem to fall off a bit. I mean, maybe the players' legs can't keep up with it. And if you still have James Milner and Jordan Henderson, not to say that they haven't been quality for Liverpool, but they are aging, and there needs to be something in the mix there. But in terms of this fixture, Bournemouth have been given a heavy run to start off with, to face Man City, to face Arsenal, and now to face Liverpool. I think maybe they haven't scored in 2 games. I think this is their chance to score. Maybe Liverpool get this victory, sorry, but maybe both teams to score. I think I'd be leaning in that department.
Both teams to score available at 33-20 at Hollywood Bets. Well, let's move on to the heavy favourites for the Premier League. Manchester City, they host Crystal Palace.
I think there's going to be a backlash, and a big backlash coming their way for Crystal Palace. As great as Crystal Palace have been playing, Patrick Vieira has set up his team fantastically well.
Sorry, Don, let's not forget they've also picked up maximum points at the Etihad last season.
Yeah, I know that. But if I look at Pep's demeanour after the Newcastle game, and it was a hard-fought 3-3. They came back from 3-1 to come back 3-3. Mm. You can see the players are hungry. You can see the players are pushing, and yes, rightfully so. City are going to push at all fronts. For me, I think that this could be a big scoreline. Generally, if I look back at the past results, when City have dropped points or have had a missed opportunity like what happened at Newcastle, they come back the next week and they come back with a big backlash. And I think that's probably going to be the case for Crystal Palace. As much as, yes, Crystal Palace are playing fantastically, I've gone for Man City on the -2 handicap at 12-10. I just feel that Haaland's going to want to prove a point. He hit the bar. You know, you saw when he scored the goal, and I'm looking at the Newcastle fixture, he's a deadly beast.
An emphatic win.
I'm going on an emphatic win. Yeah, 3-0.
I have to agree with you, Don. Everything that you just said, right? The main point that you made in terms of City come back with a vengeance. If they have a difficult run the game before, they always come back with something big. For me, I wouldn't be so bullish when it's -2, but maybe the over 2.5 market with a City win, it's a safer play if you want to put it into multiples for my bets.
Look, I do think I don't think, like, well, let me just say, I expect Manchester City to win. I think we all do, but I'm not expecting it to be so one-sided, because Crystal Palace under Patrick Vieira have been very impressive, and they do punch above their weight. And last season they did go and take all 3 points at the Etihad. So I think, you know, we've seen some upsets. I backed Newcastle to take points of City last season. You guys laughed at me. I was end up right in that one. But I just think that Man City, because the game's at the Etihad, I'll fancy them to win, but I don't think it'll be so convincing.
The draw is at 6-1 if you want to be a brave.
I'll just sit back and enjoy the game.
Yes, 100%.
Up next, Brentford. Will fancy their chances of taking all 3 points against Everton.
Yeah, no, for me, Everton can't travel, and Brentford are strong at home. I can't look past. Brentford at even money for me is a gift. And I think that the way that they've been playing, especially playing at home, have been too strong. So I'm backing Thomas Frank's men, yeah.
Yeah, I'm backing Thomas Frank's men. I think, to be fair, on Everton, they have been playing, their football has been looking a lot better than last season. Yeah. surprisingly, seeing Alex Iwobi in that midfield role is weird, but he has been being creative for them. But at that Brentford Community Stadium, I can't see them getting points off of Thomas Frank. Frank Lampard shouldn't get that done.
Yeah, Don, you said the writing would be on the wall for Frank Lampard this season, and it's certainly if Brentford end up winning this tie as we expect them to do, it's not going to look easy for him.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle for Frank Lampard. I think he should probably look at running Comrades on Sunday, because it's it's a big battle for him the whole season, and the fixtures don't get easier for him. So for me, I think that he's probably going to be. I think he is favourites to be one of the first managers to be sacked. You know, so that's a market if you want to get involved in. You could look at that as well.
Okay, well, in arguably the most eye-catching fixture of the set of fixtures, Chelsea welcome Leicester City. Of course, Chelsea were thumped 3-0 away to Leeds last time out, and they'll be looking to respond positively.
And I think a positive response at 4-10 at home is put into all multiples. I think Chelsea won't slip up 2 weeks in a row for you. I think that's it. It's emphatic. It's going to be hurtful, and especially against the Leicester team that I still think that there's a missing link and there's a problem that's going on there in the dressing room. It's not the Leicester of old, and it's not the Brendan Rodgers of old.
And now we've got some unhappy players for Fana. It's anyone's guess if he's going to play.
We've called it for 3 weeks in a row that there's big problems at Leicester, in my opinion. And I think that these are the type of games that will obviously determine that. And at 4-10 for me, Stamford Bridge is surely the winner.
It was our biggest feature for the week, this game. Normally when we pick a big feature, we look at the most eye-catching fixture, but also like a game that can go any way. But is this that easy, as Don says, to call a Chelsea victory, despite what happened last weekend?
Look, I think Chelsea will solidify the defence, even though they lose Koulibaly for this weekend. Cucurella gets to come back in the left central back's role, and then Chilwell will have to play possibly a full 90. So the defense seems to strengthen, even though, if you look at it,
I hear what you say.
Yeah, although, and thinking about it, the pace of Vardy, Cucurella could cover him in that defensive role as well. I think from a defensive aspect, Chelsea strengthen a bit, and whenever their back line is strong, the front thrives. The players just need to come to the party in the front in finding the back of the net.
Yeah.
I mean, Kai Havertz, he's an excellent player. He runs very well in behind, but sometimes just in front of goal, he misses the mark.
Yeah.
Sterling, excellent signing, but also I think something needs to click in the front of the park. Yeah. But I think it is that backline. If that backline comes right for Chelsea, it works out. And in terms of what Don was mentioning about the dressing room at Leicester, he's spot on. I mean, Fofana obviously is wanting his way out. I think Tielemans is also on his way out. He didn't get a feature last week. So there are some players that are wanting to leave, and then you've...
Madison's still on the cord for Newcastle.
But he scored an excellent free kick last week.
It's a big week for some Leicester players.
Yeah, yeah, some so players are giving week. Their all. Some players are on their way out. It's a difficult one for Brendan Rodgers, but Chelsea should get the victory. Yeah.
Well, I'm also going to back Chelsea.
We understand why.
Look, because you look at that Leicester team. Does Jamie Vardy still fear like he did in past seasons? I'm not too sure. I actually think that Koulibaly could get away with missing this fixture. Leicester, of course, there's like we just spoke about it. Now, like, you know, there's a lot going wrong. Yeah. Players, uncertain futures, like Tielemans, Fofana.
We can never look at Chelsea's and have a problem in terms of squad depth. I mean, they're the candy shop. They can field any 11. But having said that, I think that Mason Mount for me is critical and key in order to click or unlock the Chelsea woes of scoring goals. So I think that Mason Mount as an attacking forward in terms of...
Well, also Aubameyang set to join as well.
Wow.
Up next, Brighton take on Leeds United. And this looks like a very entertaining game. One to call.
This is a very interesting game to call, because beginning of the season, I had no hope for Brighton, and they've just they've proved me wrong week after week. And I think that Brighton for me are a team that you need to fear, especially when you go to Fortress Amex. The Amex Stadium is going to be heavy. But having said that, Leeds will take a lot of confidence from the victory that happened last week. But I'm looking at definitely the Brighton game as at 9-10 for them to be the full time winners. I think that that's probably a game. But if you want to be more safer and more cautious, the double chance for me. If you're going to be adding that to all multiples.
I think I'm going opposite on this one. I know that Amex Stadium is difficult, and it's not a late kickoff, but that Amex Stadium is difficult. The fans get behind their players. And I think, Don, what you're trying to say in terms of what you mentioned in terms of Brighton proving us wrong, Graham Potter's quality.
Yeah.
I think he is getting the squad together, even when they have lost big players. I think both these teams have lost massive players.
Yeah. Rafinha
on the Leeds end. You've got also Bissouma and Cucurella from Brighton. They've lost massive players, but the managers, I think even on Leeds end, Jesse Marsh was covering the Bundesliga, I think, 2 seasons ago or so. And I've watched the team play 2 or 3 times. They always play quality football.
Yeah.
And he's doesn't have the signings, but there are players that are stepping up to the plate at the moment. Rodrigo's been excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I've been looking at the fantasy things, and I could not get him in the squad this season. He's bound this week. He's bound to score a goal. I think Leeds get this victory, and they might just edge it. It's a draw or that late winner. I just see the energy from Leeds at the moment. And
I suppose it's that tough to call.
Yeah, it is a tough call, but I mean, if you're going to go with, in terms of Josh's way, the draw in Leeds is 8-10. That could be a possible play. But maybe just go for the over 2.5 goals market if you want to really be safe.
I think I will just play it safe and take both teams to score in this fixture. Yeah. But I do think we're going to be in for a treat, a real game of entertaining football with two great managers. Very good managers. Ending off the Saturday fixtures, Arsenal will look to keep up their 100% record when they welcome newly promoted Fulham, who are capable of a giant slaying.
Yeah, I think Fulham have been excellent so far this season. They've come in and Liverpool have been a bit woeful, but Fulham took their opportunity. Of the promoted teams so far, I think Fulham have been the ones. Mitrovic has been excellent, sneaking in and getting those headers. He can score from anywhere, really.
Yeah.
But most importantly, getting on that back post and getting the header like he did last game week, I think he's a dangerous one. When it comes to Arsenal, they have been playing excellently. I can't deny that. I'm excited to watch them every week. And I think other neutral fans are even excited to watch the way that they're playing at the moment. But there's always football, 5 games, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, 5 games is the mark for me. And there's still 2 more to go. I'm not putting anything past Fulham. I think Arsenal do get the victory, but the way football goes, you can't win every game. We're bound to lose one. I just don't think it's this weekend.
Okay. I'm all over Arsenal on this game. I think at 3-10, it's a bit short for me to get involved. But yeah, add to all multiples. It's a London derby, let's remember. But Fulham have been scoring goals. And I think Arsenal have also been scoring some crackers. So for me, I think there's a lot of goals in this game. I tend to look at what the form line is. And I think Arsenal are the better team. Based on paper, based on momentum, based on just what's going on around the positive ways that the Arsenal fans have been singing. Jesse hasn't put a gun to my head on this one, but I'm actually going for Arsenal and over 3.5 goals in the totals market at 16-10. I think that's probably the play for me.
Eye-catching.
I think we can all agree that I think the most impressive side so far in the Premier League, and I know we are only heading into game week 4, but I think it's been night and day comparing.
Arteta has definitely put up, and you can see what the Arsenal, Arteta. You can see the Arteta project.
I think Arsenal are definitely the most impressive teams so far. So my question is: are Arsenal in a title race? Now I'm not saying
no.
But before you answer, I want you to think about it. And right now, I want to give our listeners an opportunity. It's that time in the podcast where you can win yourself a 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. All you need to do is tell us, are Arsenal in a title race? And if your comment impresses our panel of judges and hits the target, we will credit you with a 200 Rand betting voucher. So tell us, guys, without just thinking, just without answering, just on the top of your head, you've just said you've seen the project. We're looking at a team that so far, yes, we're heading into game week 4. They are consistent. They look a different beast with Gabriel Jesus up front. The team look united. They gel together. Everyone's playing for the shirt, which is something you probably craved for to see in a couple of seasons now. Mm. Can Arsenal go all the way and maybe even a dark horse?
For me, I've said it beginning of the season. I said Arsenal break into the top four this season. And the way it looks currently, and might be at the expense of Liverpool. And that's just obviously taking the banter aside. Arsenal are looking a top four quality team.
Are they a horse, a small horse in the race?
There may be a small pony in that race, but definitely not one for the title race, in my opinion. I think that I've been backing Arsenal in terms of making the top four.
Yeah.
I think when you say title race, you've got to look at the monsters. And yes, City are there. Quietly, Spurs, and a lot of people have been making noise about Spurs. Spurs are also in that. Because if you include Arsenal, you've got to include Spurs in the title race. It's silly that we're actually making mention of title races in game week 4. But I like and I'm impressed in what Arsenal are doing currently.
Yeah, like I just mentioned, I think Arsenal have been playing excellently. But he's not a title race. I think last season they had the opportunity to show what they can do in the league, not being in Europe. They've got Europe this season. There is a second string team that can take them through the group stages in Europe. And then when the rubber does meet the road, then the bigger players will come to the party in that competition.
I think, yeah.
And that could take some out of Arsenal in the latter stages. There's also the World Cup to consider this season. Some players that are in Arsenal right now, they play for their national squads, and come January, there'll be a couple of players that have to be eased back into the squad. And the depth isn't quite there when it comes to how City is. The depth isn't quite there when it comes to how Chelsea is. And Tottenham as well, as it pains me to say always, and I'll always say that when I mention something about Tottenham, they are looking pretty decent at the moment. They're grinding out victories. Even when they don't look like they should get a result, they get a result. Not a title contender.
What is Arteta's vision currently? What is his game plan? What is he looking at? I think
to take Arsenal to greater heights, to get them back on.
For me, as a stepping stone, top four.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
If Arsenal get top four, does Arteta go back? Does the board look at him and say, we've done your project, we hear what you've done, and we're going to obviously back you?
I think that ticks the box. I agree. I think top four is definitely the objective this season. That's certainly the target. And right now they look on course to achieve that target. So those are the thoughts of Don and Josh. They say Arsenal are not in a title race, but we want to know what you think. If you agree, tell us. If you disagree, we'd love to know. And like we said, if your comments impresses our panel of judges and hits the target, we will credit you with a 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Sunday fixtures, we can go quite quickly through these ones. Wolves host Newcastle.
Yo, Wolves haven't impressed me as much as previous seasons, but I'm starting to see and believe what Eddie Howe is doing at Newcastle. I think that they've only recently just gone out and broken the bank. Their record signing comes in this season.
Alexander Isak.
Yeah.
Top striker.
Playing with St. Maximum, I think that pairing could be very, very deadly. And I like on see what Eddie Howe's doing in terms of Newcastle. I'm going on the both teams to score an over 2.5 market at 13-10. I think that's massive value for while you're eating your Sunday lunch. You'll obviously pick up that one.
Look, I can't separate these two right now, even though in terms of form, the result that Newcastle just got over the last weekend, they've played some midweek fixtures in Carabao Cup. A lot of these teams put out some quality sides to get through to the next round. And Newcastle is one of those. I think for me, them traveling again on the road this weekend, there's probably a draw.
Well,
okay, and I'm going to back that as well. I think two teams tough to separate, and I think the draw is certainly on the cards in this tie. Aston Villa host West Ham. Winless West Ham.
Winless West Ham. I can't believe it. And we had big things for West Ham. You know, this is a Europa League team, and David Moyes would be looking at the results and looking at the table and saying, what the hell is going on? But the same for Aston Villa. I think that Steven Gerrard 2 games ago was under massive pressure, and the talks of him and Lampard not making the managerial step up was the talking points for a lot of people. But it's going to be a difficult game and a difficult game to call because both teams are under massive pressure for different reasons. I'm looking at the both teams to score markets. I've gone at 7-10 and I've added that to more multiples. I think it will be entertaining, but it'll be very, very difficult to call. Both teams need the win.
Okay, and we wrap up the fixtures with a clash between newly promoted Nottingham Forest, back in the big time, of course, and they host Tottenham Hotspur.
No, for me, sorry. Apologies for any Nottingham Forest fans out there. I can't see anything but a Tottenham bloodbath. Tottenham on the handicap -1, 12-10.
I couldn't agree more. Never mind the handicap, but Son hasn't got off the mark as yet. Kane is slowly progresses as towards the end of August comes.
He doesn't score in August,
but the momentum is building for those two forwards, and they haven't clicked together as yet, and it's bound to happen very soon. I think this fixture, the fans get to watch their team go down in flames.
Yeah, I think saying that what you said earlier about Tottenham is that they have been getting away with ugly, scrappy victories, and this is probably the game that's going to springboard them into doing some big things. So, and as much as Nottingham Forest are an entertaining side and have got a fair. The last time Forest played at home, they came away with that win against West Ham, and the fans were emphatic and they were going crazy. Yeah. But I can't say the same this weekend for Spurs. Well, I think Spurs are going to be too strong.
Well, I am going to throw a spanner in the works.
Wow.
As I always do.
Yes, as well. Yeah.
And last time you guys laughed at me, but I had the last laugh with the Manchester City. I said they would drop points against Newcastle. And I say Spurs will drop points in this game. I'm backing the draw. I think Nottingham Forest at home, they'll have their fans buzzing. They play that fast-paced football.
Yeah.
I think Antonio Conte's sides tend to struggle, and I would know. As a Chelsea fan, they tend to struggle against that type of football. And I just think we've seen Premier League upsets since the start of the game week. And I think here's one right here. And this is one there that I will be very happy with. Wow. Spurs dropping points for sure. And I can't even hide that.
I'm smiling right now, like I have a hanger in my mouth.
So, you've heard it from us. Please do let us know if Arsenal are in a title race. We would love to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in, and good luck with your betting.
Cheers.
Any last words? No. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.